Big Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
Yes.
And Alonzo, did you by chance check out the cheat sheet yesterday on the men's room?
I did not.
All right, Steve, it's playing field. So
let's go.
We're ready to rock. That means you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Alonzo has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Correct. What animal can tunnel up to 300 feet in one night?
Gopher.
No.
Groundhog.
No.
Pass.
Bruce Banner turned into the Hulk when exposed to what?
Anger.
No.
Light.
No.
Pass.
Yellowstone Lake is located in which U.S. state?
Wyoming?
Yes. Who wrote the novels 1984 and Animal Farm?
Pass.
What band had the album called The Downward Spiral?
Nine Inch Nails?
Yes. On which continent will you find the world's largest meteor crater?
Antarctica?
No.
Asia?
No.
Europe.
No. How many land miles are in a league?
Pass.
What is the name for the soft white film that forms on your teeth? Correct, Alonzo.
I didn't drop a deuce this time.
See, I like that. Positive thinking. It's very good. Welcome back, Steve Migs.
Good to be back.
Are you ready, though?
Showtime.
How many ounces are in a pound?
16?
Yes. What animal can tunnel up to 300 feet in one night?
A mole?
Yes. Bruce Banner turned into the Hulk when exposed to what?
Anger?
No.
Green?
No.
Breasts?
No. Yellowstone Lake is located in which U.S. state?
California?
No.
Arizona?
No.
Nevada?
No. Who wrote the novels 1984 and Animal Farm?
Oh, crap. George Orwell.
Yes. What band had the album The Downward Spiral?
Nine Inch Nails.
Correct. On which continent will you find the world's largest meteor crater?
That would be Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
No.
Africa.
Yes. How many land miles are in a league?
Oh, crap. Is it like 16?
No.
24?
No.
69?
No. What is the name for the soft white film that forms on your teeth?
Plaque.
Yes. In his 80s when he died, how old was Neil Armstrong when he passed away?
81.
No.
82.
Yes. Steve, with that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win 7-3. Sorry, Alonzo.
That's all right.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I feel like maybe I should have phrased this question differently because Bruce Banner originally turned into the Hulk when he was exposed to gamma rays.
Oh, I was thinking like every time he turns into the Hulk. No, that's because I was like, man, this question makes no sense. Clearly, Taryn's
apologies.
Wrong.
Yellowstone Lake is located in Wyoming, and our friend Alonzo did get that one right. The number of land miles in a league is just 3.
Oh.
Only 3.
Overthought it.
Congratulations on your win, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are a music fan and you are either a millennial or a Gen Xer, we want to chat with you right now. So give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. If you're a music fan of Gen X or millennial age, call 206-803-ROCK and we will take those calls after Nirvana. Sometimes math is painful, and
yes.
Pearl Jam's 10 came out 34 years yesterday.
I saw a bunch of posts about it. I even saw Dave Cruzan, former Pearl Jam drummer, post about it as well. I'm like, no, it has not been 34 years since Pearl Jam's 10 came out.
It sure has, and for the Gen Xers like you, Steve Migs, a lot of memories triggered from this album.
I instantly started thinking about like getting it on cassette, listening to it, because I remember watching the music videos on Headbangers Ball, and that got me just talking with some of my buddies as well. Like we were just texting each other, and I'm like, it is funny how, like, that generation of music will just trigger stuff immediately.
So now we have assembled an iconic rock song list. Songs that trigger those memories, like you're mentioning, Steve Miggs. Not just for Gen Xers, but for millennials as well.
Because you and Danny are millennials, and I feel like mentally... I wouldn't say I'm even mentally a millennial. I'm more like mentally a Gen Alpha.
Oh, boy.
I'm talking about my maturity level. Not like I'm not trying to sound young. Trust me. It's more of an insult to myself.
So we've got these songs that we're going to play for you that came out in your generation. And we want you to tell us what memories it triggers. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK. So let's start with Matthew in Clearview. Matthew, are you a Gen X or millennial?
I'm a Gen Xer.
All right, Gen Xer. Okay, I'm looking at our Gen X list. I'm going to go with this one. Let's just see what kind of memories this song triggers for you.
Where do we go? Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Oh, wow.
All right, what was your first memory when you heard Guns N' Roses?
I just turned 21. I mean, I was at the peak of my life. I was 21. I was single. I was making good money. And that revolution, I mean, I heard them and I was like, goodbye, Winger, goodbye, Poison,
right?
Goodbye, all the Cinderella bands, and hello, rock and roll.
It was like before grunge killed hair metal, I feel like Guns N' Roses, even though they were kind of lumped into that world, there was a little bit more rawness and realness to their music.
They brought sex, drugs, and rock and roll back into rock and roll and not makeup and spandex.
Yeah.
That is right.
You rock. I know. I think about like my old buddies in high school. We put together a band and we were trying to play Guns N' Roses songs.
Oh,
and it was like
boy.
Some of the best times.
And we've got Mel from Lakewood. And Mel, are you a Gen X or millennial?
Millennial.
All right, we got another millennial.
All right, let's start with a millennial song. This is one of probably the more popular songs for millennials. I'm curious to see what it triggers for Danny V as well as our friend Mel over here.
Something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
All right, Mel, we're going with a little Green Day. Good riddance.
That reminds me of my days on the grill when I was in high school, days on a grill, making sub sandwiches in New England.
Oh, no way. See, I thought you were going to go down. I feel like everyone probably, that was like their prom song or like their high school year, end of year song.
That's what it was for us. They played it. It was like part of our graduation.
I'll make it even worse for you, Steve. That was eighth grade is when I first heard that song. And that was like our dance song that everyone was like dancing to. And like, that's...
You were dancing to this song?
That's the first time I ever heard of Green Day, and everyone loved it.
How are you dancing? Can you show me right now?
No, I can't.
I feel like we'd have to get HR involved if I was a kid. I feel like that's like a song that you have to have like a warm embrace while you're dancing.
Yeah, of course.
Right, okay.
Andy from Puyallup, are you a Gen X or a millennial?
I am a millennial.
All right, millennial. Let's go with this one and see what it triggers.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Instantly.
All right, tell us.
Heard that song, ninth grade, 10th grade is when that came out, but my biggest memory to that song is for the first time ever, I went crowd surfing during Linkin Park at the Summer Sanitarium Tour in 2003 because it was so crowded, I just wanted to get out. So I decided to tough it up and I crowd surfed to get pulled to the front.
Nice.
Hell yeah. That is so rock and roll.
I instantly think of, I remember at Linkin Park, I think it was the Moore Theater, and this is a weird story, but I'll never forget, they were playing and there was a girl, she was very attractive, and she had a shirt that said something like Chester the Molester on it for some reason on the back, and it said Molest Me.
Oh,
like, what
my
the-
God.
What are we doing, lady?
You gone too far.
All right, what does that trigger for you?
Blowing out the speakers of my 1991 Nissan Sentra.
Okay.
Yeah. We have Jesse from Auburn. Jesse, are you a Gen X or a millennial?
Well, millennial.
Okay. Oh, man, which one? I got a couple to pick from. You know what? Let's go with this one. This is a fun one. All right, Blink 182's All the Small Things. Jesse, does that trigger any memories for you?
You're right there. That was one of my first albums that I actually purchased myself as like a little teenager or preteen, something like that. I probably shouldn't have had it, but hey, that was a great album that totally changed my life.
Also, yes. A great music video.
Oh. absolutely. That music video triggers all the memories for me.
What about you, Danny? For me, it was, there was a really attractive girl. Her name was Lindsay. And I remember I ran into her at the mall and I was with my mom. And she's like, I just bought Enema of the State by Blink-182. Oh, and I was like, I need this album because hot girls like it.
And the album cover.
Oh,
with the porn star.
Yeah.
I can't remember what, the Jane, I can't remember her
name.
She
was so hot.
Amazing. That's
and
what
then,
it was.
And it inspired Halloween costumes where girls dressed as her.
Still
to this
do.
Day. Yeah.
They did the Lord's work.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
The proposal heard around the world has everyone talking, but not everyone is sharing their excitement for Taylor and Travis.
No.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Everyone seems to be talking about the engagement of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, including Larry David.
I mean, including us. We took yesterday off because we were just so...
beside ourselves.
We just needed a moment to handle our emotions.
Oh, Larry David was on the Today Show, and they brought up what everybody else is also bringing up.
What do you think about Travis and Taylor?
You've really got a nerve.
Yeah.
I do love that. You're asking a guy who's like 70 years old, who's already a cranky man, to comment. You know exactly what you're going to get.
You've really got a nerve. I used the S word once before on this show some years ago. I'm prepared to use it again.
No.
In answer to that question, and I think you know it's I don't give.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love him.
There are posts all over social media. And, of course, the internet is responding in such a big way, positive and negative. So let's go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of these comments. Because it's like, it doesn't matter the post, there's people commenting on it. So it's all from different posts, and we found some comments. And we figured, who better to read them than?
Larry David.
No.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Maybe, yes. And
Travis Kelce.
We have Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, the robot versions of them, reading their comments because, you know, they're engaged now, if you didn't know.
Betrothed.
Okay, so let's start things off right here.
I'm more interested in Jason Kelce's bowel movements than this.
Okay, well, going from one S to the other, apparently.
That's very extreme.
I am not interested in Jason Kelce's bowel movements.
No.
I'd much rather hear about Travis and Taylor.
Yes.
I'd love to see that prenup. I bet it's more pages than War and Peace.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a prenup there. You know it.
Yeah, I mean, because his net worth is millions upon millions of dollars.
But it's like a cute amount of money compared to how much money she has.
Her net worth is like $1 billion. Yeah, like his net worth is maybe a month's amount of money for her.
Yeah, it's kind of like chump change for Taylor.
I told Lily, I was like, she's like, are you excited about the wedding, Dad? And I was like, I'm more excited for the divorce.
Oh, well, that's how you know you're going to get the next great Taylor Swift album.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That divorce album is going to be something special one day. It'll win all the Grammys. Bet on it.
Yeah, it'll be a double album. It's going to be phenomenal.
It's probably, I mean, she's probably been planning this.
Go back to the prenup thing.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, I mean, obviously he's not going to be like, babe, in order for me to marry you, you need to sign a prenup. She'll be like, get out of here. Do you think she's going to have him sign one? Or do you think they're like, there's no chance in hell, like, her team are going to let her get married with, I mean, I don't know.
There is no chance she's getting married without a prenup.
Did you get a prenup?
Hell no. What, is he going to run away with my tens?
I know. That was the running joke at my wedding because we didn't have a prenup, but I had a divorce lawyer, Rick Jones, at my wedding because he was invited. So I'm like, we don't have a prenup, but I have a guy here ready to pound, so you better be good to me.
Oh, no.
Kidding.
Who cares? Talk about real like the Seahawks have announced their roster and the Mariners are in a playoff hunt.
Oh, okay. Yes.
That's the big news.
It was from a Seattle-based website. Clearly that we got that comment.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the Mariners aren't playing today and the Seahawks don't start yet for about a week and a half. I think we can still talk about Taylor and Travis.
Absolutely.
Or maybe not.
Good for them. I hope they have a wonderful life together.
Who are you to be happy for these people?
You don't even know them.
I did see somebody did like one of those polls you find at somewhere and it was like 72% of people don't care about this. I'm like, it's so easy for us all to say that, but it just seems like it's everywhere.
That's the thing is like 72% of people don't care, but 100% of people are talking about it in some capacity.
Yeah.
I'm sure the public will be totally normal about this.
Yes, they have been very, as you could tell from some of these comments, they've been fully normal about this.
The fact that I got three or four different news sources sending me alerts that day, I was like, what are we doing?
It was all freaking day. Like, I kind of was glad that we were off yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yes, I was happy to go to drop my daughter off to her first day of kindergarten. And also, I was able to avoid the S-storm that was all the media coverage of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Total chaos.
This is a stunt for her new album. Obviously, please don't murder me, Swifties. I'm just kidding. I know it's real. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do not want to piss off the Swifties.
No, you don't. They will come for you. They are hungry.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Next weekend is the Bike MS Deception Pass Classic. And if you don't know, my mom lives with multiple sclerosis and has been for like more than 15 years. So this cause is very near and dear to my heart. I'm trying to raise as much money as possible to support the MS Society. And you can help out by making a difference and a donation at KISW.com. Up and at 'em, Rockaholics. You're probably just getting your day started and you might be wondering what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. There's a lot. Trust us. We're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Woo! Let's go.
My husband and I were chatting about this last night. We're a little panicked because Fox has this contract with YouTube TV that is set to expire.
Okay.
And if they cannot reach a deal, customers will lose access to all of the major Fox channels. Fox 13 Seattle, Fox Sports, FS1, FS2, Big Ten Networks, ooh, Fox News, and more.
I mean, it's not like as if football season's right around the corner. This is going to cause some major issues for people like you.
Oh, yeah. So there's a way that you can contact YouTube TV. You go to keepfox.com. That's also where they're going to be continuing to put updates, but you can voice your support for them keeping this channel, and hopefully they can get to some sort of an agreement, because I will have a meltdown.
Well, fortunately, Fox is changing their logo to look like the old Cracker Barrel logo, so nobody's going to be complaining.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. That's helpful.
Is that how it works, right? But you just get some, I was going to say rabbit ears, but there are things you can plug into your TV if it turns out YouTube TV doesn't happen, because you should be able to at least still get just Channel 13.
Yes. And then I also learned that if you have Amazon Prime Video, you can do a Fox One add-on for like $20 a month. But again, like, I have so many streaming things. Very overwhelming. I don't want to do any add-ons. I just want to keep things the way that they are.
I need to do a streaming audit. I seriously got to go through all the ones that I do, because they're all jacking up the damn prices also.
It's insane.
And I'm sure if they keep this, they're going to jack up your price.
Yes, absolutely.
I think from like Peacock to Netflix, all the ones that I have, I'm like, I keep getting these emails like, hey, it's effective this date. Ugh. And I'm always telling myself, do an audit. And then like 5 months go by and I'm like, where the hell is my money going? I'm like, oh, all these stupid streaming services.
And I do feel like with the number of people that have YouTube TV, that it would be really dumb of them to not come to some sort of an agreement, because they will lose a ton of customers.
Oh, they're going to come to an agreement. And they're doing this. The timing is perfect. They know football season's right around the corner, and they know that this is going to this is going to cause somebody to have to bow down in a sense.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Hostess. I did not know that your ding-dongs could go bad, but apparently they can.
They get a little stale, or
a nationwide recall of chocolate ding-dongs due to potential mold contamination.
Yeah.
So just be warned, if you bought some ding-dongs recently, mainly the single-serve, 10-count, and the family pack sizes, so basically all of them, you might want to check, especially if your dates, your Best Buy dates are August 30th to September 3rd. There might be a chance of mold contamination.
Moldy ding dongs.
Oh, God.
The first day
I do not
of school.
Click on those thumbnails.
No, don't.
No.
The first day of school in Ashland, Massachusetts was a very chaotic one because bees attacked dozens of students and staff members. These are some of those folks talking about the attack.
My ear is like swelling. Felt like a pinch, like a little zap. I think like one of my classmates stepped inside this dirt hole that had these red, yellow jacket bees inside. It started like going crazy all of a sudden. All the bees are starting to attack us.
We're just glad that there were no bad reactions and all the kids are good.
That's crazy.
I immediately just think of the movie My Girl and, being allergic.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
I know. It's scary out there, man.
Happened to my daughter yesterday, the first day of kindergarten. The same exact thing happened, and here's what she said about that.
What's the matter, baby? What's the matter?
I didn't have my snack.
She needs her snacks for her bees.
Yes, of course.
All that. Well, it was a very great first day of kindergarten for Tatum.
Just nailed it.
Yes. Hey, a car salesman, I want to play a quick game of, do you think he's lying or not?
Okay.
So as a car salesman, he was fired from a dealership that he works at in Wisconsin because he posted a TikTok video saying that he overcharged a single mom by $10,000. His name is Kenny. He's trying to say now, look, guys, I'm just joking. That TikTok video, I just make this stuff up, but I really didn't overcharge her. But here's the audio of him explaining his side of the story.
I wanted to come out here and publicly apologize and take ownership and accountability for my actions. I offended a lot of people. I'm sorry, okay? My account is based on satire. Everything that I post is nothing but a joke. I would never post actual true events. I want to apologize to the single mothers and just women in general. I'm a single parent myself.
Also, where's the humor in all this?
Not laughing.
I mean, even if it was a just giant joke, like, is there a punchline? Like, I just overcharged single moms. Ha ha.
I know what that struggle is like, going to work, having to take care of the kids. Well, I found it funny because it's unrealistic. The brand that I was once selling for, they don't do markups, especially not a $10,000 markup.
Oh, okay, you did find it funny.
That's great. The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you have what it takes to beat the great Steve Miggs? What is your record today? Did you win both so far?
I have won both, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, can
276 wins, 87 losses, and 73 ties.
Can somebody call up right now and deliver a loss this fine day? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you can beat Miggs at 850.